So you want to know all about Santa, huh? Best place to start is at the very beginning, when Santa was just a little baby. We're watching Santa Claus is Coming to Town. Hit it. What's up, dudes? It's me, Jerry D, with another episode of Totally Rad Christmas, the podcast that talks all things Christmas in the 80s. Toys, movie specials, music, and fads. If it was gnarly during Christmas in the 80s, we got it covered. Now, I've got a few of my friends here with me for a very special episode. We're continuing our Rankin Bass trend, and we're going to have a watch-along for the animated classic Santa Claus is Coming to Town. Now, this to me is one of the big three Rankin Bass specials, along with Rudolph and Frosty. In fact, I'd say it's in the top five Christmas TV specials, along with The Grinch and Charlie Brown as well. But I can't do this alone, so joining me tonight is a crew of Santa fans from Rose Suchick Ladder and the Alamo City Santa, Jeremy Phelps. It's CJ Belanger, and we're going to be joined a little bit later by Jeff Lofton. And sorry, that intro was cut and choppy. I had a few guys drop out, so it is what it is, but we're going to have a lot of fun without them. So guys, how are you doing?
I am doing great.
I'm doing good too, Jerry.
I like how you call this a very special episode. It reminds me of the 80s, the very special episodes. So we're going to go back to, you know, Chris with the kids on his knee, getting kisses from the kids. Some very special episode.
That's right. This is the pervy Santa, right? So.
Yeah. Hey, Jerry, how's it going? Glad to be here. I'm really excited to watch this special. Sorry I talked over Jeremy, and hello.
Dude, it's good to see you. I feel like it's been, like, ridiculously long since we've talked. And
I feel like it has been, but like, it wasn't too long ago. When did we record the last watch along? Month and a half?
It was probably in July, I think.
Yeah, so, that sounds so about right.
So it's only been about a month, but it just feels longer, man. I miss talking with you. I miss chatting with you, you know, just randomly.
Because when we get together, man, it's a party, all of us. It's a good feeling. Sure. And you know what? As of this recording, I'm not sure when it comes out, but we're creeping closer to the Burr months.
Oh,
very close.
Yes, I am.
It'll be a Burr month before this episode drops. I guarantee that.
Yep. Right. This will be like second week of September. But yeah. Also, like, I'm here for it. It's been 109 degrees today. I need this. Like, I need Christmas. I need cooler weather. I need to think cooler thoughts. And I mean, I need fellowship right now for sure, because you guys are my brothers and I love y'all. And anytime we talk Christmas, it's like the best thing, like one of the best things in the world. So
yep.
Thanks for being here.
Puts us in the spirit, man.
Yeah, for sure. Okay. Let me ask, like, what do you remember about this one? Like, what's your experience with it? Why don't we start with you, CJ?
When I was younger, I wasn't the biggest fan of this one. It just, I don't know. It was like boring to me. Mm-hmm. It was good. Like, I still watched it and enjoyed it, but like, I always loved, you know, Rudolph better or Frosty better. This was kind of like the third tier for me. But as I got older, I really started appreciating it a lot more. And now it's like bumped up to probably two tier, even in front of Frosty, which is kind of nuts. I'm not sure. But growing up, though, I remember watching this like at home with my sister. And then when my brother was born, we'd watch it together. My brother loved this one. It just brings back so much good memories, man. Also, give it up for the Gingers. We love genetic mistakes. So, yeah, man, like growing up, it wasn't my favorite. Now it's one of my favorites, because I feel like you can appreciate this more as you age. You kind of go through the world and see its cynical nature. And then now you can kind of appreciate it more and like kind of put the characters to people you've actually met in your life and be like, yeah, okay, this is pretty on par for what life is really like. And then especially for a guy that wants to be Santa. So
yeah, for sure. And so you're right. He's ginger. Does that mean Santa Claus is Irish?
I don't know. I just, as Ari Gold said in Entourage, he's a genetic mistake, a fire crotch, you know?
Man, Entourage. That's another fun show. When he was going to be Aquaman. And
Entourage was really good. They could never do it now, but it was fun for its time.
Oh, definitely. What about you, Jeremy?
Oh boy, I'm in a completely different opinion than CJ. This has been my favorite for about as long as I can remember. When it comes to the origin of Santa, you also do Santa, so that makes sense. This was a favorite. You know, I'm going back to 70s and 80s. This was also my dad's favorite, so I grew up watching this every year. Can't say how much I love it. Any other origin story is wrong. The first time I tried watching Santa Claus, the movie in the 80s, I'm like, this is not how Santa came around. Mickey Rooney told us how it happened. And I love this movie so much, this special so much, that when I had to decide to form an LLC to encompass Alamo City Santa and now North Pole General Store and the craft company my wife is going to be starting, I needed a good name for it. It's the Rainbow River Valley LLC. I love this movie that much.
Yeah, that's cool. That's super cool. Well, and I'm kind of actually in between both of you. So it's not my favorite. I think Rudolph or Frosty would take that spot. But I had, this is one that I had to watch every year or didn't feel like Christmas as well. But I'm also similar to CJ in that there was a lot of boring parts as a kid, like just long sections of gray, right? Because they're in Somber Town, which is all gray. And it's just like, man, I need some color. I need some action, something. And then eventually something would happen. You're like, all right, okay, I'm back in. But it still felt like I needed to watch this every Christmas or something was off, right? It just didn't feel right. So I definitely have appreciated it a lot more, just like you, CJ, over time. It's something about it. It is very nostalgic. It just makes me long for like the time where it was going to show up on TV and like you had to be there on that night in front of the TV or you were going to miss it till like next year. So, you know, every time I see it, I think of those days and it makes me so happy. It really does.
I kind of wish there was a way to like do that again where, yeah. Remember when like Disney would put the movies back in the vault kind of thing. Mm-hmm. So like if there was a way not to have it redistributed and like, you know, just kind of like have it available one time a year to really cherish it. But with streaming, it's impossible now, but
right.
You're right, man. Like there was a lot of gray parts to it. I guess as a kid, you're like, oh, there's a lot of like anger and sadness in it too. So when you're a kid, you're not a big fan of that.
But I grew up in the 70s, so it makes sense.
Before
Star Wars, all movies were like that. They were gray and depressing.
My thing is like, even with like Rudolph, I love Rudolph, but I always hate when they made fun of him. When you're a kid, you're a lot more sensitive. For those parts, it's a little rough to watch, but yeah, it was a little more on the sadder side or like more somber and like angry side. So like, I think as a kid, you're kind of like, I don't know. But as you get older, you kind of relate with it more, but you're right.
Yeah. But I would get real pissed off and they would make fun of him for sure.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. But like when we were young, man, like I've always said it like on your podcast, like felt like an event watching these because you're right. You wouldn't get to see it till next year if you missed it. So it always felt like a special moment.
Yeah, really, really, really did. But I guess without further ado, we'll go ahead and get started here. So I'll count us down. We're watching this on Amazon Prime if you guys want to join along with us. And I'm going to count us down 3, 2, 1, play. Here we go. All right. Let's make this bigger. Children everywhere are making preparations. And Jeff has joined us. Jeff, what's happening, man?
Oh, man. Just living the dream. Sweating it out in Texas. 108 today. Nice and hot.
For sure.
Where are you at, Jeff?
East of Dallas.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I was west of Dallas yesterday. I was in Weatherford.
Oh, yeah. That's still DFW, technically.
Yeah.
SD Kluger. This is the character that when we all cast ourselves as Rankin Bass characters, this is the guy you guys said I was.
I can see that. Yeah,
I can see it.
You're the central piece, right? You loop it all together.
Who was that's I? Funny. What, did I get voted as anything?
For I'd make you the Burgermeister.
Me?
No.
Nah, CJ would be the angry elf in Rudolph.
The one who foreman?
The elf foreman.
Oh, yeah.
No friggin' way, man.
Yeah,
no
cuz you love Christmas, but you also like to rag on people. So you got to rag on her.
I don't know who I'd be from this. I'm trying to think. Yeah, maybe.
Now, hold on. I can answer all your questions because I know everything about Santa.
Can you hardly hear
I know everything about Santa.
I can hardly hear it, but I can hear it a bit.
All right, let me raise it back. Better?
I can hear it good.
It's all right, yeah. I can hear it in my head, too. I've seen this so many times.
I do like how Rankin Bass tends to... They have their own character designs, but then they tend to, like, pick a celebrity and make a little puppet look exactly like them.
Yep. Yeah.
Yeah.
Just one, though.
Right.
Just one at a time.
Old Twinkle Toes there. Holden sung by Fred Astaire. I don't remember who they cast you as, CJ. I think...
Probably wasn't even mentioned.
I think...
I find that hard to believe.
Todd Killian was Santa? Is that right?
I don't remember. Where is Todd Killian? I messaged him the other day, chatted with him. I was like, so is it dead? And he's like, I wouldn't consider my podcast dead yet. I might come out with something this year, so let's see what happens.
Oh, that's cool. I hope so.
Nice.
He's the one that helped me get into it. Like, I always, obviously, like, Christmas Past I was into, and, like, what's his name's, Babs, Tim Babs, like, Todd actually helped me get into it, so I hope he comes back.
Same, Todd.
Also loved his, he had a great Christmas Eve episode. He'd even bring on, like, a priest or whatever. It was pretty cool.
That's cool.
Well, Todd was the one that also said I should have a show, so I thought, okay, well. So we owe this watching right now to Todd.
Well, thank you, Todd.
I remember one of the first times I heard you on his podcast, you were like well informed. I remember that.
Oh yeah.
Nice. So
you want to know all? It was his podcast, right? Not
the very first thing I was on was Tis the Podcast.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, back when you were Jerry Davila.
And then the second thing I was on was Christmas Past. We were doing Two Truths and a Lie. I was literally about to start the show, and I lost horribly, like really, really badly.
Terrible.
So, I'm a terrible liar, I guess.
that's a positive character trait, Jerry.
Right. Here's the beginning of all the gray that we talked about. Yep. It's just so bleak. Yeah.
That's what I mean. Like, as a kid, it was kind of like really dull, and it was like hard to get into.
Yeah.
It's because of stuff like this. Why I can't hear Paul Frees as anything but a bad guy? It's hard for me. Even though he was Santa, he's the Burgermeister first.
That's right.
Even though he's the ghost host at Disney World. So,
ghost host.
Take care of my child and protect him from the dangers of the Mountain of the Whispering Winds. He will be exceptional if only given the love he needs.
We never find out who his parents were, right?
Nope. No. Great mystery.
Outrageous! What's its name? This is the only clue, sir. It says...
He's a red-headed bastard.
You'll become a redheaded stepchild in a little bit. But.
That's right.
Yeah.
Banish him to the wall. I mean, they're up. They're up in the north. You know, winter's coming.
Winter's here.
We had a couple hot days. Not compared to you guys, but today really cooled down. There was like some thunderstorms, and right now it's probably like 16 Celsius, which is freaking beautiful. Like, it's nice and cool.
I'm jealous. But also,
like a dream, man.
We have like another 2 months of pool weather, so there's that, I guess.
Yeah, we probably have another, I'd say, month. Usually end of September it starts really cooling down.
That's awesome. It used to do that, and then it started it seems like it doesn't cool down till like almost the end of October.
If we're lucky.
Global warming, man. Like, come on, dude.
Yeah,
it's not real. Fake news.
Fake news.
They just call it climate change, CJ.
It's because the Winter Warlock was taken out of commission.
That's right. That's right.
Oh, yeah.
He kept it cool.
It took a while for it to catch up to him, but yeah.
He walks so, like, you know, Elsa could run.
That's right.
Or, whoever the villain is in Frozen 3. Have you seen the previews? Come on. You haven't seen it from the Disney preview?
No, I haven't seen
preview. I have, I saw that. It's going to be a female villain, right?
Yeah, it's a female villain. Nice. Another magic wielder. Yep.
Knowing how that's Disney cool. is, like, her and Elsa will fall in love at the end.
Maybe. Jolly family of little people. Elves. You might call them. Kringle was there. These animals are smart. The door was
answered by
an elf. Right?
These elves look more like dwarves.
Yeah, agreed.
Especially, you know, the dwarves they'll create in a few years, you know, for the Hobbit.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I love this part when they start naming each other off.
Yeah. Kringle and or Dingle, Bingle, Wingle.
Dingle? What is it, Dingle? It's a baby, Zingle. Baby, what? A baby, baby.
Five elves and a baby. What are you going to do? You know?
Yeah.
If they're elves, Steve what is Tanta? Right? She's taller than everybody else.
Tanta?
Well, it's an elf gender difference. They're just like...
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Like a black widow.
She's the queen. They're just like
she's
drones,
the queen.
Right?
Exactly right. Yeah, like they select one and she morphs into like a different body at that point.
Oh, okay.
She lays her eggs like the alien queen from Aliens.
Oh, can you imagine elf face huggers?
That's how elves are made.
That would kind of be a little messed up. I almost
said. Yeah. It would
definitely be funny, CJ. It would be very funny.
Yeah, funny. Yeah.
Yes, yes, yes. I just imagine like a little elf crotch slamming a dude's mouth. It's really weird.
Be like X-Pac doing the Bronco Buster.
Yeah, yeah,
what, though, I'd watch the heck out of it.
It's kind of weird, Jerry. I'm not going to lie.
Look, man, I won't lie. I would probably be opening night watching an Alien versus a Rankin-Bass crossover movie.
Alien versus Rankin-Bass. Sure.
Spring in the whole universe. Get the leprechaun, Nestor.
Have you guys seen Odyssey yet, any of you?
No.
Man, I still haven't. I want to
Uncultured
so bad.
Swines, man.
I haven't been to the movie theater in a long time.
You know what, CJ? I did see the Odyssey like back when all the other versions that came out in the like past 2,000 years. Yes.
This one's fun.
I've heard. I'll wait till it comes home. The movies I see in theaters right now are for my kids.
I want to see it in IMAX, but I haven't been able to get free.
Yeah.
But I am going to Orlando for the huge conference, so maybe...
Take a half day and do it.
I might, yeah.
I went to watch it opening night in like a regular theater because like the IMAX 70mm was like sold out for a bit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I had to like wait a month. So I finally got to see it in IMAX and then they re-released some. So I got another ticket for September 15th to watch it again. It was pretty awesome. Going to the movies, man. I go like at least once a week. I try.
I love going to the movies. It's one of my favorite things.
Going alone because my kids barely like, if there's a horror out, we're going to be going to see Insidious together.
Oh, okay.
But other than that, they're not really into what I'm into. And I like going to the movies alone. It's cathartic, man.
Yeah, I feel that.
I used to have every other Friday off and I would go every other Friday morning. I'd go watch a matinee by myself. It was great.
That's cool.
My local theater here, it's called Imagine Cinemas. They have like leather recliners, as do most theaters now. But on Tuesday, they got $5 movie. $5 drink, $5 popcorn. You can't go wrong. Large.
Oh, that's
$15
nice.
Bucks. That's awesome.
A refill each, man. It's you can't go wrong.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah, that's like a steal.
That keeps me away from the theater.
I gotta say, these Jack in the Boxes always freak me out, though.
Yeah. Their faces. And then the faceless kangaroos are kind of creepy, too.
I was in the United States on Friday night.
You really were?
Or? No, I was in Detroit. My daughters are big My Chemical Romance fans, so they were at Comerica Field. It was really cool, but man, like the U.S. is real different. Like you guys don't really care about red lights or green lights.
I think that might be a Detroit thing.
I was driving down the main, like one of the main roads to get to the actual like Ball Diamond or ballpark, whatever, for the concert. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. And some guy just rides along on his bike when we have the right of way on a green and we all had to like slam our brakes. He did look a little crackheady, but Detroit's a little, it's got its beautiful ways there. Like I love the buildings because it's so old. I love how they have those fire escape routes or whatever, you know, the stairs on the side. We don't have a lot of those in Canada, man. It's really odd.
That's interesting.
It was expensive. I went to, I brought my kids to like this little, it's like a diner in there. It's really cool, but you know, you're going to spend a lot. So I think all they wanted was like a basket of fries. So they got one like each. I got like a ballpark dog and fries and like three drinks. And it came to like
$100,
like $70 US, which was like $100 Canadian. And I was like, I was like, for two fries, three drinks, and a hot dog, I was like, gee whiz, man.
That sounds about right, sadly.
What do y'all think of this like mountain man outfit that Chris is wearing here?
I kind of like it. I wish he would go back to that and just wear that. And, I mean, I get that he's like the family gear, but I mean, maybe they could have made the family gear match what he was already wearing.
Now, I want your opinion here, Jeremy.
Yes, sir.
The classic Santa buckle. Do you like the classic or do you like the new style where they have the gold button style, either says believe or it has like, you know, some reindeer on it? What do you like best?
I have four buckles right now. One of them is a black one with gold letters that says believe. That's my first one.
Yeah.
I've got a round gold one with a reindeer on it.
Yep.
I feel like I'm missing one. I got just one that's kind of a square. It's got like candy canes. It's kind of like that, but it's more ornate. Mm-hmm. And then I've got one based off of Tim Allen, the Santa Claus, that I just got this year that I have to get a new belt for.
That's cool.
So I, when it comes to dressing up like Santa, I get a bit obsessive and I have to have everything. So
yeah.
Well, Tim Allen's suit is like A+ suit.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I just have the belt buckle, not the suit.
Well, still, I mean, it's the details. Like, I know it's the so suit, details.
I know the suit can be available. I know that. I know the beard is available on. I forget the site, Jeremy. You know the Hollywood style beard they offer, the Tim Allen version. I know that Matt has it, I believe, and you can get the wig.
ZM Hair makes a Tim Allen.
That's the one.
Beard. Yeah, ZM I buy my beards from ZM Hair. But I haven't bought the Tim Allen one because my wife didn't like it. So I got to go with what she likes.
This guy here, this Winter Warlock, he needed a Tim Allen beard.
Yeah,
he did. A little scraggly there.
he needed a barber.
Right.
Some kind of weather focused barber would be nice.
I'm going to make you slap an advisory on this. I wonder if his pubes are that long too.
He needs to manscape for sure.
Yeah, he gets sponsored by Manscaped.
Yeah, funny you should mention that. I was talking to somebody about yak hair beards yesterday. Another Santa. He said, "You know where they get the beards for the yak hair from, don't you? And the best beards for the best hair on the yak is from the bottom." I'm like, "Oh, great! Well, they wash it before they get to wear it." So.
Anyway, I don't want to think about it. That. Reminds me of Jackass when everybody shaved their pubes and they created a beard for that guy. Boys
eat me. You know, think of how different this movie would have been instead of tripping and breaking his leg if he had just, when he fell down the stairs on the toy. Would have been a much easier transition.
Yeah, for sure.
Classic right here.
I love how this song ties into the earlier song, too.
Yeah.
The funny thing is, this is that picture that Charlie drew of, like, me and Anthony, like, in our conspiracy theory mode.
Yeah,
He drew me like Snow Miser, but then he drew Anthony like Burgermeister. Oh my God,
he was so pissed. He messaged me. He's like, "Did you see this picture?" And I was like, "Yeah." He's like, he was genuinely pissed off at the way he was portrayed. I guess because he was like round or whatever.
Yeah.
I was like, "Man, it's just a picture. Like, it's not." Like,
I don't think I've seen that. I want to see.
Look, I got a big nose, but it wasn't like that nose either. But it's just. It's just a caricature. It's all right.
Yeah. It's all in fun.
Well, that
gotta
sucks.
Be able to make fun of yourself.
I think usually we say Anthony's heat miser, but maybe he is Burgermeister.
They do call him Angry Anthony, so.
Right.
Yeah.
Just don't call him.
We miss you, Anthony.
He was supposed to be here, so I guess we could say whatever.
Yep.
I'm just kidding.
He ain't listening.
It's funny how like their whole vibe is like World War One.
Yeah.
Yeah.
German. German Austrian.
Wasn't gonna say anything, but.
From sea to sea.
You could just tell somebody like made that. It's like,
yeah,
I love it. It's just like a close up with the camera.
I gotta say, that is pretty nice detailing, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What year was this released? 68?
70.
This was 70. 70 right at 70.
Yeah.
This is slightly older than me.
It's 15 years older than me. I'm getting old, though.
Yeah, you are the same age, CJ.
Yeah.
I was in utero when this came out.
85. Heck yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
What month?
May.
Oh, okay. Well, happy late birthday.
Thank you.
I'll be
a little late there, CJ.
Close enough. You get like a 6 month sun window here in Texas. I think you're fine.
These guys need some sun for sure.
Yep.
Or some color.
Yeah.
Although, admittedly, based on their location, it might be hard to find like actual dyes for the colors that they need. Maybe all they get is gray from the mud.
Yeah.
Where do the Kringles get them?
Well, do you really want to answer that? I was going to say the blood of the animals that always are around them, but maybe that's a little dark.
It wouldn't be Jeff without a little bit of dark. I'm all for it.
Look, man, it's like vibrant red too. So you tell me.
That's redder than anything I own. So it's one of our daily
duties. Then we hang them by the fireplace so they dry overnight.
That's the only way they judge you.
How they judge you?
Yep,
man.
Is that so? Well,
you know, CJ, you're right. This is pretty depressing.
Uh-huh.
It was as a kid. It was hard to get into, man.
Yeah.
Plus, I think it's a little longer than. No,
it's the same length as Rudolph.
It's about the same.
Frosty as Rudolph was about 25 minutes. Yeah. Rudolph was a bit longer, but it was more colorful and a little more action-packed.
Yeah. Right. There was more stuff happening that was positive in Rudolph.
Yeah.
Except for all the racism, sure. If you want to make the racism something positive, sure.
When you're a kid, you're attracted to like bright colors and
exactly. Well, and then there was action, like they were fighting, they were running from stuff.
That's true. They were running from the Bumble.
Yeah, and they met interesting characters. And
before you came on, Jeff, we were talking about how like as kids we weren't the biggest fans, but as you get older, you really appreciate it more. So
yeah,
I love watching it more now.
Yeah, I love this. I watch this every year. Mm-hmm. But it's of the Rankin Bass specials, it's probably not. It's not my favorite.
Yeah.
No.
I'm the odd man out.
How can you like this more than Frosty? That's just like sacrilegious.
I was never a big lover of Frosty.
Oh, God.
Oh, man, I love Frosty.
Get him out of here.
It's at the top. It's above most of Rankin Bass.
Yeah.
But it's below this and Rudolph.
That's not a high bar to. The other ones are—they're not great.
What do you mean, First Christmas Snow or Cricket in the Heart?
I've been putting that one off for sure.
Yeah.
Or the second, either version of Little Drummer Boy, but especially the sequel.
I like the first, but the sequel.
I like the first one just fine.
First one's so depressing, though.
It is, but there's just there's a nostalgia to it, man. Every time I see it.
Yeah.
It's also an actual Christmas story, so there's that. I like that.
That is true. Yeah, kind of.
I gotta say, some of the effects here, like the water effects,
is good. Like,
they're really well
shockingly
done.
Good. Yeah, shockingly good.
For like 1970 stop motion.
Yeah, I'm curious how they did it. Honestly,
Here we are on the very special part of the episode.
Yeah, this
maybe
is
it's real water. No, couldn't it be real water?
It could
be. It might be real water. Yeah.
It's flowing awfully good to be real water though, because it should be choppy if it was. Yeah. I think it's intentionally looks like that. If it was real, it wouldn't flow that way, I don't think.
I don't know, but it is. This is the questionable part of the episode.
I'm going to look it up now.
Yeah, it's a little off.
And that kid just not leaving
him
alone.
You got to sit in my lap and give me a kiss, and then I'll give you a toy? I don't know about that.
I don't know. And Jerry, isn't that how you found your wife?
That's different. Consensual age.
Yeah, it would happen in a mall too. So I mean, who are we to judge?
It said the famous fountain scene features a stationary photograph or cutout of Jessica placed in the bottom of the set piece to simulate a reflection. The water effect remains completely still in the flat. pardon me, and flat while the character sings.
Oh, that's later. I think they're talking about the psychedelic drug trip.
Yeah.
Oh, they said the fountain. Oh, yeah, true. Yeah.
I think she does her whole thing there in front of the fountain too.
Yeah, that one.
Yeah, that one always reminds me of Charlie. Bass productions relied on physical set tricks and optical illusions rather than liquid elements.
I mean, the way it's, it could
be. Can have a machine gun.
What the? It is a machine gun.
It is.
Like, it's got a. So Santa's starting the revolution.
Che Guevara.
Change of history, kids. Yep. Santa started the Revolutionary War.
What's it? Is it Jack Frost that has the Cossacks? Is that what they're called?
Yeah,
right?
Jack Frost has a Cossack.
Yeah. Okay.
Kubla Kraus.
That's right.
How come the kids have more colorful hair than they did 5 minutes ago? Back then, it was just grays.
Toys.
But now there's some tinges, some elements of reality in their hair now.
And the rebel.
Me? Rebel?
Arrest this man immediately.
Yo-yo.
I don't know what accent Paul Frees is doing, but it's great.
Yeah,
I love yo-yos. I used to be able to do all kinds of tricks.
He is the MVP of Rankin Bass.
Yeah, he totally was.
Too bad he wasn't in Rudolph.
What do you think?
Santa Jeremy, who is your favorite reindeer and why?
Oh, my favorite reindeer would probably be Rudolph.
Yeah.
Because he saved Christmas that year.
Teacher's pet.
I could tell you a whole story about how Rudolph learned to get his nose to glow, and if I had the magic trick, I could make my thumb glow for it and everything. I just didn't come with props today.
Thanks. Love it.
Well,
I'm
going to
take
yours,
that
CJ?
In a really like weird direction, but I'm gonna be.
Yeah, please. Yeah, please don't. Not yet. Save that for the after hour show.
I always
totally read after dark,
like an after dark episode.
Trespassing
on the lands. But it wouldn't look good on him if anybody from his church heard it.
Let go.
They'd convince him that I was Satan.
Chris Kringle, you disturbed me for the very last time.
Sauron.
That's right.
I love how the blue eyes get so much bigger here.
Yep.
How does he do that with his mouth?
Good question for you, Jerry. Like where would Winter Warlock rank in the like spectrum of Lord of the Rings wizards?
Oh, I don't know, man. I mean, I feel like
at his peak power, right? Before his cuckolding, where would he wind up?
Now I feel like I need to watch it. Lord of the Rings.
Whoa. I don't know, man. I mean, I feel like he's probably my R level.
That's right. Yeah, I think so. He's got some like innate powers.
Yeah. But it is funny how he's all like white, you know, like icy. And then as soon as his heart melts, he's like flesh toned again.
Yeah. Almost like he made some kind of pact.
Right. Could be.
He's like a D&D sorcerer. You know, he made some kind of otherworldly pact. And he broke it whenever he decided to be kind. I don't know.
Now his patron has deserted him.
That's right. That's right.
Winterbolt from beyond the grave.
I mean, I think you could do like, I don't know, one of the Miser brothers was his patron. I don't know. Maybe.
Oh, maybe. Peter Pine.
I think before Christmas this year, I'm going to make it a point to watch Lord of the Rings because everybody I talk to says I should watch it.
How have you gone through this far in life that I haven't seen it?
You know what? It's kind of like I haven't seen Die Hard yet, and I'm not watching it just based on principle, just because
at this point, yeah, that's fair.
It's like, yeah, it's just like, you know what? The shock value, like, how would you watch Die Hard? I don't know. I just have. But now as I get older, you know how much I hated It's a Wonderful Life? I've watched it 3 times this year, and it's starting to really grow on me.
It does. It's like a freaking virus, man. It grows
it really
on you.
Is.
You
that's another one that's
it.
Like super depressing, and then all of a sudden it gets really happy at the end.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And it's barely a Christmas movie.
Well, even last year with Muppets Christmas Carol, I probably watched half of it my entire life up until last year. And I probably watch it 7 times since. It's such a cute little film. Like, mm-hmm. It's so good.
Right.
Yeah.
It's I love
so
that one.
Good.
Yeah. It's hard to not like it, honestly.
Yeah. I was never a Muppets guy. But yeah, that it's just so fantastic.
Well, Michael Caine kills it as Scrooge as well. You know?
I wish we all lived a little more central to each other because I'd love to like plan a get together and go watch like the new Scrooge coming out or something. But Everybody's so far apart. Like, I'm like, even if I got in a car right now, I'm like 19 hours from Texas.
Oh, man.
Well, even the three of us in Texas are still pretty far apart.
Yeah. That's true.
Well, yeah.
Jeremy's got, like 5 hours away from
Canada back there.
Yeah. Your last
land,
out. Yeah.
The land out there is so friggin' wide, right? Everything's so far apart. Like, even in, like, if you go to, like, Ontario, it's so massive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, you can, it can take me 18 hours to get to one side of Ontario. So, like, you guys have the same thing in Texas. So freaking big.
Yeah, it's humongous.
Yeah, but we're only like 5 hours apart.
Yep.
Well, that's not bad.
Yeah.
It only took me about 4 hours to get to Detroit the other night. So it wasn't too bad.
Oh, okay. Oh. I didn't know it was that close. Nice.
Yeah, Buffalo is only 2 hours. So.
Oh, wow. That is pretty close.
I'll be there on November 1st to watch the Ravens in the
new. I was going to ask if you were going to the new stadium. Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, November 1st, they're playing the Ravens. I'm going to head out there.
Oh, that's awesome. Yes. And soon you'll be walking across the floor. Little Doe there. Tell you what, though, this song is catchy.
It's so catchy.
Oh, I love this song.
It's probably one of the better songs in the Rankin Bass.
Agreed.
Like, yeah. You got Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, but
for a non-like title song, I think it's the best one. Yeah,
yeah, I agree.
Well, the non-title songs we can't credit Rankin Bass for, so.
Yeah.
Okay, sure.
That's true.
If I'm ever walking for a long period of time, like
I love the way he says reform there. Reform it! Yeah.
Look, I think I see pubes coming out the bottom of his robe.
Oh, my gosh.
That's actually just really, really long leg hair. Like,
yeah. Oh my God. So I umpire on the side and, there's a guy it's called an old timers league, but it's 35 plus and there's a 55 plus league. So I did one of the games for them as a favor. And there was a guy named Harley. He's 81. He could still run like the wind. He can hit the ball like a mother trucker and he's still like with it. But man, his arm hair I noticed is about, I'm not kidding you, 3 inches long.
Oh man.
I don't know why I looked at it. I caught it. It was like blowing in the wind and I was like, what the hell? I wanted to say something, but I
mean, now you can't unsee it though. That's the problem. Once you see something like that, it's all autofocus.
And it just dawned on me. I'm like, this guy has never shaved his arm hair. Not many people have, but like I'm just like, it's just been growing for 81 years. I didn't know it could do that.
At some point, right? You gotta look down and see it and be like,
just run the beard clippers over it or something. Right?
Yeah. I don't know why that just reminded me of that. But yeah. The crystal ball.
Ooh, she thirsty.
Oh! Only me, ma'am.
I thought I'd never find you again. I wanted to bring you these.
If a girl comes out and finds you in the random woods, you know you're locked in.
I mean, so
question for you guys. Have y'all ever wondered why the only two blonde-haired, red-headed people found each other and somehow they're magically not related, right?
Oh, man. Now that's a sick twist. I thought the pubes was bad.
Well, we assume they're not incest. Related.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. We don't know his origins. We don't know hers. I mean, they could easily be siblings. Like, they could be twins.
They never have kids, so we don't know if anything goes wrong. So they may be.
I read a stat that even if, you know how they always say if cousins procreate, there's like, it's really only, I think compared to like a 5% chance, it just jumps to 13 or something like that. It happens obviously more often, but I read the stat was actually, it was only like 13% compared to like 5% of like genetic defects or something like that. I don't know why. Trust me, I wasn't banging my cousin, guys. I swear. I think it was like on a show one time.
We're getting into Lannister stuff here.
Yes. Yes, he.
Well, Chris went back to the Kringles to get some more toys. And what do you think those crazy Kringles did? Yes, sir. They all moved in on all winter. Stocked in toy books. I guess they figured it made sense to move the supply
close to the demand. You know what still makes me bitter about the realization of Santa?
What's that?
How cool was it when we were kids to wake up and, like, we thought Santa had been in our freaking house and touched our gifts? Like, you know, it was the coolest thing.
For sure.
So, like, I still try to, like, you know, suspend disbelief and believe that it happened even at this age, but... Man, when you were a kid, like getting to sleep was so hard because you knew Santa was coming. Man, that was just, I wish I could.
The magic, right? It's always the magic.
Yeah, I wish I could like bottle that and just.
And when you can't sleep, you're getting nervous. Like, if I don't fall asleep, is he going to come? What am I going to do?
Yeah. And you're like closing your eyes and you can't sleep because your whole nervous system is just like going haywire. You're just
right.
You're too excited to sleep.
I pulled the Bart Simpson one year and drank like 5 glasses of water before bed. I was up at 1 and I couldn't sleep anymore. Yeah.
Love it.
I think that year I got the Nutty Professor. Like, my mom let me open my stocking and I got the Nutty Professor. I watched it like 3 times before we can open our gifts.
That's awesome.
Only thing that we get to open on Christmas Eve was
Hercules,
the pajamas.
Hercules.
Well, pajamas was all we could open, but I'd woken up so early. I was like, Mom, can I open some? She's like, okay, just take your stocking down. So I was like, okay, I got the Nutty Professor. I was like, I'll watch this. And I watched it like 3 times.
Chris just couldn't disappoint her.
Topper.
I love penguins, man.
Yeah.
I hear they're really nasty creatures, though. They'll attack
you. They gotta
be,
man. They live in the same climate as a polar bear.
And seals and everything eats them.
Relentless. They're killers, man. Great idea. And they're at the bottom of the food chain there.
That's true. Well, yeah, flightless birds in the Arctic. No, thank you. Or the Antarctic. Yeah, no, thank you.
Have you seen that video making its way around like Instagram and stuff? It's like a reel. You know, the photographers that go into those places and they're not allowed to really interact or adjust anything. They need to like let it happen. Well, these penguins couldn't get out of this little area. They had slid down and it was impossible to get up. And they basically said, like, we can't watch this happen. So they dug them out like a little trail to get out because they were all trying to climb and they were all slipping down and they had babies with them too. So they dug it out and they finally went up the little trail and who knows if they survived after that, but they made it out of their little hole. So that made me cry on a Tuesday. Dearly punished, so
be it. God, this dude just cannot stop falling.
I'm telling you, man, they just need to get lucky one more time.
Yeah.
Just keep letting him fall. And one of these times it's going to
be the neck.
Be a termination thing, right?
Yeah. Like the stool in $1 Million Baby.
Let's just put a little like Final Destination mixed into Santa Claus Coming
Down. The big old logs. I'm still freaked out whenever I pass one of those logging trucks.
Right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Especially when I go up into Arkansas. I see a lot of them.
Arkansas, man. I've never been there.
It's beautiful. Yeah. Maybe a bunch of hillbillies, but it's beautiful.
I drove through there once when I moved back to San Antonio.
Good. Very good. No toys. Nothing but drying stockings.
I wonder if they ran out of their filter to make everything gray. And that's why it's starting to get more colorful.
Well, you didn't know this, but Zack Snyder was their cinematographer.
Does he have rabid fans that trash everything that came after it just because?
I love how the dad was the old king,
right?
It's kind of got that, if you guys have watched Ozark on Netflix, it's got that blue hue.
Yeah,
I hate the way that ended.
I loved it. I really, really loved it.
I will set a trap for that bothersome Kringle. His next visit to Samba Town will be his last.
Oh no, I must warn Chris.
Oh no. Wait.
Chris had already left with his toys.
Oh, Mr. Warlock.
Winter.
Winter, if you please.
You must help me stop Chris. Please use your magic.
Alas, I've been disenchanted.
See? I have no more power. Telling you, you lost that Warlock pack.
Yeah.
Hey, Disenchanted. It's a My Chemical Romance song, and it was like one of the only ones I really dug when I was there with my kids. I'm like, oh, this song's pretty good.
Man, Good Charlotte and Avenged Sevenfold were in Dallas on Friday.
Oh, yeah?
We had some friends that went, yeah.
I feel like they were in Toronto a couple weeks ago. They're on tour, right? Like,
yeah, they're on tour together, yeah.
Yeah.
Boy, I tell you, things didn't look good. And meanwhile, back in Somber Town.
Yeah, I was going to an Argo game, and I think they were next door at the amphitheater.
Stop! Nice. You are under arrest!
Not me!
Wait. How are the Cowboys going to do this year, Jeff?
11-6.
I could see that, yeah.
Make the playoffs, yeah. Lose in the first round. That's my guess.
That sounds about right.
Yeah. Well, enough to get us excited.
I believe they'll lose in the first round if they make it the first
round. That's what the Ravens do, man. Normally, they have a good regular season, and then they shit the bed. Poop the bed. Sorry, Jer.
I don't know if I'd say the Cowboys ever have a good regular season lately. I think it's just passable.
It's
enough to
moderate
get
levels
of
disappointment.
Lose.
Yeah,
I'm telling you right now, man, like, I really love Caleb Downs. I think he's going to be a real
He's good real good. The defense is going to be a lot better this year.
Yeah. He, like, we didn't need him, but if he fell and, like, if you would have put him beside Kyle Hamilton, holy crap. It would be a...
He's one of the few players who I think every team would have been happy to get him, honestly.
Yeah, no. Like at any point. Like I think he was one of the better players in the draft, top three for sure. It was just it was a draft of need this year.
Yeah.
And everybody's gearing up for 2027 because it's packed.
I know just where I belong with Chris.
Wherever. Here comes the psychedelic moment. LSD.
Oh, yeah.
It's only the beginning.
This is where it's like super late 60s, you know, super 1970s.
They released it in 70, but you could tell they filmed it in the 60s.
Yeah. It's the psychedelia is real.
Yep. This is just the beginning. Here we go. Now it's getting trippier.
That's right. And citrus fruit for some reason. Yep. Birds pulling her hair down. I mean, hey.
Mm-hmm.
Out of body experience.
She ate too much of that flour, I think.
What are they? What's the expression?
Here we are.
She's tripping balls. Yeah.
Now we're full on acid.
Man.
In 2D animation, her nose doesn't translate well.
No.
No, it doesn't.
Neither does the fact that she doesn't have nostrils even drawn on.
She breathes through her skin.
Yeah.
Like Krillin.
Like Krillin. Oh, man. Man.
This was always my least favorite part of the whole thing.
Yeah, I never understood this. Yeah.
I mean, there was color and movement, but it was just like, what are we watching now? I remember as a kid, just being like, all right, this is weird. Like, get back to Santa.
This part doesn't hold up.
No. It is funny how Mrs. Claus doesn't have like a standard name, right? In this version, she's one? Jessica. Yeah.
I mean, then, Martha.
Yeah.
Why'd you say that name?
Wait, this is Zack Snyder, right?
That's right.
That's right. We've crossed into the Snyderverse.
I'm trying to set you all free, but I don't know how. If only you had your magic powers back.
I'll be using a little bit of this in home visits this year. Some of this magic feed corn.
Magic feed corn?
Yep, I'm going to be adding that to our routine. When I reach in, I'll be able to, in this little bag, I'll be able to pull out the magic feed corn. I put it back. When the kid reaches in, they're going to find candy corn because they don't have Santa's magic.
That's cool.
Magic feed corn, just junk on me.
Magic feed corn?
Well, it's of no use to us.
That's why I'll teach the children how reindeer learn to fly.
Reindeer fly.
Reindeer fly?
Yes, yes.
Like I said, this is my favorite. Later that night,
Jessica loved it. Up some
of Chris's those aren't reindeer. Friends, but those are whitetail.
Bass reindeer.
I know, they're whitetails.
Those are whitetail deer, yeah. But, that you know, they don't have miniature versions of them.
No, they're a lot harder to pull off.
Yep.
And Rudolph, don't forget Rudolph.
Forget
me.
No, that's another story.
Huh.
Halt! Stop! I'm trying to figure out how did the flying reindeers rescue them? They were still locked in the dungeon, right?
Well, I guess they pried the bars away.
No, there was a back door. I mean, just they hadn't tried it yet.
Oh, right. Okay.
It was where they went to the bathroom, right?
And to roof access, maybe. Yeah. I don't know.
Or maybe they gave it,
kind of like when Gandalf was at the top of Orthanc, you know? He was out in the open, so if something could fly and get him.
Or maybe it was like Game of Thrones when they had the the tower where the inside where you could jump off into the pit was open.
Oh, yeah.
You know, if you wanted to end your sentence yourself. Regardless,
man,
brother
hard,
and sister are in love. Yeah, I mean, when you find your sibling, I mean, spouse.
Well, it's kind of like Star Wars, you know, Luke fell in love with Leia.
That's true.
It turns out they were related.
Luke and Leia.
Yeah, that whole story's messed up.
Don't worry, they'll never know it's me. I'm wearing the exact same clothes, but I have an Amish beard.
Yeah.
And I'm still a ginger, right?
So yeah.
It's like it's not me, it's at like all.
It's like when Superman just, you know, he puts on the glasses.
At least there's a canon right. reason for that. His or X-ray or the like hypnotic glasses that hypnotize
people. Yes, I did read that after.
Yeah, that was from the new movie though, wasn't it?
That's like old.
Oh, that's that old?
Yeah, that's from like the OG Superman.
Can I be honest? I did not like the new Superman. I mean, it wasn't bad. I didn't mind it, but it wasn't like, I don't know. It wasn't great.
Superman's not my favorite superhero. I liked it, but he's not my favorite. He's too powerful to me.
I was one of those weird guys that loved Man of Steel, so I don't know.
Yeah. 78 Superman is my favorite superhero.
Man of Steel wasn't
movie.
Terrible. I liked Man of Steel.
Yeah, it was good. I'd still rather watch Christopher Reeve in the 70s.
Well, I like Christopher Reeve
yeah,
Superman.
Me too.
Yeah.
Well, off to a point. After 1980, he starts to fall off the cliff.
No, 3 and 4 can just go away. But yeah. I like Superman 1 and 2.
No, Jeremy.
You didn't like
fell
Richard
off
Pryor?
A horse.
Oh, man. Is that too soon?
My bad. My bad. Stuff onto the
pine trees. And then this is why
I do like the decorations.
Trees.
Yeah, with crosses,
yeah, I do too. No
church ever looked nicer. It's funny, man. Like, I'm not a super religious guy, but I love all the religious stuff for Christmas. Yeah. I just think it's some of the most beautiful things you can get.
Yeah. Well, it looks pretty.
Yeah. Beautiful.
Christmas trees. The little Captain Obvious kids are the very first Christmas trees.
It makes them all light up with no electricity.
That's magic.
Right. It's magic. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, it was the last little bit of magic that... Warlock or Winter was able to get.
Man, I don't know what it is, but seeing Santa without a mustache, like with the
it's
beard but no mustaches,
out.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
Amish.
It's like it really the night before Christmas, with the mice.
He has to deliver the yeah.
Oh,
exactly.
Yeah.
He has to deliver the toys to the English.
The Englishman.
At least man. He grows out the mustache later. Aw, oh, nuts.
Was there a wrestler that did that? That has like the beard, but no.
Surely.
A couple times in my school.
My son has a beard with no mustache, so. You can't really grow one, though.
That's, yeah.
The
most recent guy I can think of that had a horrible version of that was Lars Sullivan.
Oh, yeah. He sucked.
he was also a prick.
Yeah, exactly.
Always helpful.
But there was no rest for our little group of outcasts. Soon they were forced up beyond the reaches of civilization, up far past the most northern city, past where even most animals live, up to the North Pole.
This is it, people. Yes, this is it. We'll build ourselves a nice house.
Heck. This is like the Christmas version of the Manson family.
Man, that's dark.
Well, they're going to like the middle of nowhere and they're going to, you know, create
eat each
home.
Other.
Yeah.
Going to build their own compound.
That's right. With brother and sister at the helm.
Yeah.
Maybe
with
they're descendants.
The gnome, elf, dwarves, like
right. Gimli's there.
It's true.
Why do you think they didn't do a mustache? Because you couldn't see the mouth move properly.
Probably.
Like,
probably.
I bet you anything. That's exactly why.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, see, because there it is.
Oh, there.
Oh, okay. Here we go.
So maybe.
Oh, okay. Well, they had to do a lot more with this. Then I don't.
Yeah.
Know.
I think that face looks different.
Dude,
looks longer.
Gotta let herself go, man.
Jeez, dude.
Hey, man, come on.
So did Chris.
Maybe they realized they were related. They're like, well, we're stuck here now. We isolated ourselves too much. By
and by, the good people realized. It's like that episode of The X-Files.
Yeah.
Well, everybody had a wonderful laugh. I love how, like, it just resolves. Like, yeah, eventually they died out. No big deal. The more famous he became,
the more folks loved him. He's very good, isn't he?
There he is.
Is that why he's called Santa Claus?
That's why, honey. That's why.
That's why. It turned into quite a proposition. I can hardly keep up with the orders. I'm afraid I'm going to have to limit my journeys to one a year. But on which night should I go out? I wonder.
It wasn't a hard decision to make. They chose, of course, the holiest night of the year. The night of profound love. Which was the perfect night for giving.
Christmas.
Have you guys ever watched the animated film The Star? I think it released probably like 10 years ago. I thought it was pretty good.
A couple times. Yeah, it's good.
With the animals, right?
Yeah, it's the animals.
Yeah.
Zachary Levi, it. Right?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, I think he's in it. Yeah. I can
cast up a big freak. The soundtrack was really good. I remember that.
What's that? Is it available anywhere?
Yeah.
I'm sure it is streaming.
I think it's
somewhere.
On Amazon.
Okay, here's my question. Santa has white gloves here. What's your take on Santa gloves? What color should they be?
White.
White?
Yep.
Traditionally in the Santa community, Santa wears white gloves. So I wear white gloves.
Yeah.
So they're visible in pictures, like when you're with children?
Yeah.
Because they need to be in sight, yeah.
You don't want your hands to not be seen. They're like, right. Oh, where's makes Santa's
sense.
Hand?
Agreed. Yeah. Yeah, I think for like an American Santa, I think white makes the most sense. I'm more of a like Father Christmas person. So I like the blue and green with the brown gloves. That's just me, though.
Mm. Oh, nice. I looked on Google. It says it's available on Netflix. Yeah, so I don't know if it's available in Canada on Netflix, but it should be in the U.S.
I am going to my Netflix on my phone.
Nice.
I'm pretty sure Tis a Podcast covered that a while back.
I think they covered that one, didn't they?
Yeah, I think they did.
It'll probably be available come Christmas on a couple of different platforms.
Right.
Like once right it gets out in November.
Sure. Yeah, right now it's not available.
Yeah.
Oh, it's available in Canada.
Nice. That means it's available via VPN.
I don't have a VPN.
Oh, you should get one, man. It's awesome.
Yeah, you should definitely get one. To protect yourself, not to watch things where you're not located, but just to protect yourself from all sorts of things.
I've got Elon Musk's Starlink over here because I'm in a rural area.
Nice. Darn sure. I've been trying to convince my parents to get it.
Yeah, really right now I could watch it on YouTube if I want to pay for it. Like, yeah, no.
What do you guys feel about SD Kluger? Like, first he has this little mail buggy.
Uh-huh.
Then later on he has that mail train.
I love this little
vehicle.
Is that
a promotion or is that like a demotion?
I think it's more of a military op.
Just for the right weather, maybe?
Yeah.
Redneck ingenuity.
That's right.
But we finally get the song.
Yep. He knows if you've been bad or good, so
be good for goodness sake. Oh, you better. What's your favorite Paul version Coker of the song?
Paul Coker was a cool guy.
You met him?
I did meet him, yeah.
Very
back
nice.
In like 2014 or so.
Cool.
I think I remember you mentioned that when you were talking to the biographer at one point.
Yeah, it was. Yeah. That's actually where I met Rick as well. They came to like the North Texas comic show, and so I bought a couple of books from Rick and a couple of cards, autographed cards from Paul Coker, of like designs of his. It was pretty cool.
Mm.
So I have to ask everybody, what's your favorite version of this song?
Mm.
This song?
Yep.
It's close. I like the Sinatra version, and I like Bruce Springsteen and the E Street Band. I actually like that one.
Oh, that's a good one.
I love Bruce. Bruce Springsteen is my favorite version of the song. Mm-hmm. For a while, I patterned my laugh after my ho 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 after was it Clarence? He did a saxophone.
I'll be in the minority here, but I really love the Jackson 5 version.
That's no, I like the Jackson 5 one too.
Yeah, there is no wrong answer.
It's not my favorite, but I like it.
I also like the Michael Bublé version.
Yeah, man.
Canadiana.
Bublé's Christmas album is full of bangers. It's so
good. I have that on vinyl. And when I danced with the Texas State University dance team, we danced to his version of Santa Claus is Coming to Town. So
a deep cut is a Frankie Valli. I don't know if you've heard that one in the Four Seasons.
I don't know if I've heard
1962.
That one.
It's a good one. Like for like an alt rock.
If you want, something else is starting here. Let me pause that. If you want like 80s hard rock. Check out Shark Island's version of it.
Okay.
They literally just took a Judas Priest song and changed the lyrics to Santa Claus is Coming to Town lyrics.
Nice.
I'm going to have to remember that and add that to my Christmas playlist.
That's amazing. That's amazing.
It's like the weirdest thing, but it's great. But that was a special. I mean, come on. It's great, right? It's a classic for a reason.
It is. It's a must watch.
Yeah, for sure. All right. Well, guys, this has been a lot of fun. You want to plug anything? Why don't we start with you, CJ?
Sure. You can find me at the Roast Such a Clatter podcast. If you don't understand the reference, you don't need to listen. But no, you can also catch me at Roast Such a Clatter Pod on Instagram. Basic podcast where we just kind of have conversations about Christmas, the good, the bad, the ugly, all the things in between. So yeah, catch me whenever you want as my dog moans in the background because apparently life as a dog is really rough. Sorry, Mila. But yeah.
Jeff?
Yeah, you can find me on Lost Christmas Podcast. Yeah, you can find the website, lostchristmaspodcast.com, or where anywhere you get your podcast, you can find it. Yeah, you can find it on social media too. Looking forward to this season. It's going to be fun. Got some new stuff to dig into, some more history, mysteries, food, monsters, Santas around the world, all the fun history stuff. So yeah, and then check out more of the Christmas Podcast Network too, because those guys are all awesome. CJ and Jerry are members, and Santa Jeremy's an honorary member too.
Speaking of that, you can find me here on this show a lot, a few more times coming up this year. But AlamoCitySanta.com if you're looking for Santa in the San Antonio area. And if you're looking for Santa-themed t-shirts or some other Santa-themed items, NorthPoleGeneralStore.com. And if you're a listener of this show, promo code of TotallyRad will get you $5 off any item.
Oh, that's cool.
Yep. I just implemented that today.
Oh, nice. Right on. Guys, this was a lot of fun. I needed it. It's been ridiculously hot, and it's just great seeing y'all and hanging out and watching Christmas things and thinking Christmassy thoughts. So thanks again, and I'm going to end it by saying, but doesn't Santa take a little bit of that unhappiness away? Doesn't a smile on Christmas morning scratch out a tear cried on a Saturday? Not much, maybe. But what would happen if we all tried to be like Santa and checked us out on our social media pages, which you can find at linktree.com/totallyradchristmas. And if you're feeling like Chris becoming Santa, leave us a review on iTunes. It helps us reach more people and spread some rad holiday cheer. Now, don't forget to check out our merch shop on tpublic.com and our super dope website, totallyradchristmas.com. Merry Christmas to all, and to all a safe night. Later, dudes.